Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. Mitch Holthus joins us every Friday at 7:25. It is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Also brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch doesn't know this yet, but if the Chiefs three-peat, he's got to give me his awesome Chiefs sweater that he always seems to be wearing in the booth. Mitch, how are you doing in this new year of 2025?
Well, better now that I'm talking to you guys. Is he focused, Bob?
He's focused. Yeah, I think so today. I think he is, yeah.
I didn't know if all of the New Year's celebration had worn off yet. I actually put that in my will, Dusty, to will all of that gear that I'm supposed to wear when I'm on camera or whatever. I've willed that all to you. When I pass from this earth.
Well,
so you'll get all that.
Okay, so hopefully in like 60 years I'll have some new wardrobes. Hopefully I'm still fitting that. By the way, I have a question. If they do win a three-peat, I'm serious, Mitch. If they win a three-peat, can you go full like Hulk Hogan and just rip the shirt off?
Yeah, gosh, I wasn't going to reveal that until later, but yeah, since you've blown the cover, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay,
and you ought to see the wicked tat I've got.
is it on the pec, back shoulder? Is it like a Brock Lesnar sternum tattoo? Just the hammer down.
Sorry, you
Let's
got
put
me.
It the way I did my ACT, just pencil in the oval, all of the above.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. It might look bad at the pool in about 20 years.
Nobody cares.
No. You're Mitch Holthus. You could do whatever.
For that one moment, it'll be glorious.
It'll be fantastic. And you know, but before we get there, we got two more games we got to win. But you think this is kind of a must-win game as well going into Denver this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, but I wouldn't say must-win, but I just want to recalibrate everybody's thinking on this game. This is not a third preseason game. And I got this message loud and clear from Andy Reid early on Monday that we, and I'll just say Chiefs Kingdom, we're going out there to win this game. Now, will all the starters play? No. Will starters have to play? I'm going to get into the numbers game here so that people understand it. And then that also leads to a concern that I have for this game. But know this. Let's just get rid of any doubt that the Chiefs are going to get on that plane in the morning and go out there to beat these guys and knock the Broncos out of the playoffs. Chiefs are going to do everything they can do to win this game. And I'm intrigued with this game. I'm excited. I left the snap counts of last year's Week 18 victory over the Chargers in front of me for a year. because I looked at those snap counts in the springtime, the summertime, throughout the season, because I knew what those snap counts meant long-term. Leo Chanel, Chamari Connor. There were people that emerged in Week 18. Mecole Hardman set himself up for the playoffs. Charles Omenihu had the sack strip of Easton Stick that Mike Edwards ran back for 97 yards. These things all matter. This game is really intriguing, important, and exciting to me for a lot of reasons that go beyond the obvious.
All right, so I think a big one, especially for Carson Wentz this weekend, because Andy Reid has said he could be a starter in this league, and judging on the quarterbacks that I've seen play in this league, yeah, I would imagine Carson could be a starter in this league. How much of an opportunity is there for him to go out there and showcase that he can be a starter in this league, and will Andy allow that?
Oh, yeah, he'll allow it. He'll turn it loose. He wants Carson to light it up, and Carson can light it up. You're talking a guy with 92 starts with 47 wins, I believe, in the National Football League. This is not your normal backup quarterback. Nothing against Blaine Gabbert. He was great last year to win that Week 18 game against the Chargers in a similar circumstance. I remember Chase Daniel back in 2013. It was the exact circumstance, the exact situation. The Chiefs are in the playoffs, can't move the needle. They go to play the Chargers. If they beat the Chargers, they'll knock them out of the playoffs and suck up, missed a 41-yard field goal. But Chase Daniel played his rear end off. So I expect Carson Wentz to give it all he's got, and what he's got is a lot. And he does have the ability as a starter to make every throw. The ball comes out fast. He's got velocity on his throws. So he's got everything he needs to win this game. Carson Wentz.
What are you most concerned about with this Denver offense? I mean, they have a rookie quarterback who's been, I think, sensational as a rookie this year, who's got everything on the line playing in front of a hometown crowd. Big game for Denver with a rookie quarterback and probably the biggest game of his career, which is obviously very, very short.
No question. 9 wins for him as a rookie. That's a Denver record. Blew away Elway's record his rookie year. There's going to be pressure on these guys, though. You've got a team coming in with no pressure, playing a team with all the pressure. Here's one of your stats of the morning. They have not been to the playoffs, as we know, since they won Super Bowl 50. That's the longest drought of any team in NFL history to win a Super Bowl and then not make it back to the playoffs. Every Super Bowl winner has made it back at some point within an 8-year span, and the Broncos have not. And so the other thing about the pressure on the Broncos is with teams with winning records, they're 2-7. Actually, 500 or above, they're 2-7. They're 7-0 against teams that are below 500, losing teams. So this pressure here is on Denver. Making the playoffs is first. Beat a team that's 15-1, even if it's not playing Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce. And they're playing with an anvil over their head. So that's some pressure on Bo Nix. Now, he's done a good job. This is a team that got way better even since the blocked field goal back on November the 10th. Defense is where these guys are really nasty. They're legit on D.
Yeah, they can absolutely flat-out play, and obviously Patrick Surtain is as good as it gets, you know, in that defensive back position. But, like, what do they do defensively where they've been able to kind of sustain this all year?
Well, they've got different guys. Zach Allen might be the most underrated interior defensive lineman in the league. I mean, he had almost 4 sacks last week, but he'll wreck a run play. He can. He's kind of Chris Jonesy in the middle. He'll push the pocket. He'll get sacks for other guys, but then he'll get sacks himself. And himself, he does not take plays off. His motor and throttle is open all the time. I'm a fan of Zach Allen in the way he plays. Nick Bonito is explosive. Mm-hmm. We saw that in the game at November the 10th at Arrowhead Stadium. But they have got defensive dudes, all 3 levels of this team, that, and some are explosive, some are really good, and then some are exceptional in the case of Patrick Surtain the second.
Mitch, we were talking to Nate Taylor, The Athletic, earlier this week, and he was talking about how Andy Reid is always kind of gets up for these games. And we were talking to Derek Johnson, the former middle linebacker for the Chiefs, and how he says in games like this, it's always fun to watch the veterans as they kind of become the rah-rah guys and the coaches. And as I stay focused for this game, my focus will be watching these vets that get the day off, see how they are with these backups or these guys that are trying to show something. Is that something where these guys kind of, even though they're not playing, even though this game technically for the Chiefs, I say doesn't matter loosely because they've already locked up everything they can, kind of get to see like Andy Reid's like, okay, I'm going to see what I can do with less. And I know that that's obviously because Mahomes is who he is, but like, do you see Andy Reid and these veterans kind of pick it up a notch in these games?
The rest for these guys that, and there's going to be less guys that won't play. That sounds, there's going to be more guys that'll play than you think. And I'm going to get into the numbers game in a second. However, your point is a good one, and it's part of the culture of this entire football team. Now, it's also a way, this sounds weird, but the mental relaxation and emotional relaxation for guys like Mahomes and Kelce is as refreshing as the physical rest. But part of staying engaged and part of the relaxation is actually taking in a new role as being a pseudo coach. So it sounds weird, but it's making you teacher for a day if you're a senior. It kind of feels cool to do it. But it's really also part of the process. The other thing I've seen Andy Reid do with these kind of weeks is he treats them as academies for his coaching staff. Many times there will be some additional responsibilities given to younger coaches. I remember back when Patrick had his debut, which was under these kind of circumstances back in 2017, very similar. And he was given kind of charge of that week, but they were having Alex and Nags and move on to the playoffs, starting to work, playing war games, if you will. So it's the brilliance of Andy Reid. He really has no equal in the way he handles every single situation and maximizes it. He maximizes this week, and the intention, of course, is to win, but that's why I'm so excited, you guys. There's so many byproducts to this week that can lead to greatness down the road.
Well, and one of those, too, is you mentioned the kind of that coaching academy. People have started to kind of, you know, mention Spags if a job opens, and maybe they look to Spags to hire him potentially as head coach. I'm not saying that I would do that. If I'm Spags, I'm staying here, finishing out my career, call this thing a day and you know, move on and continue to win rings here. But if Spags were to get a job and he were to move on, you know, from that defensive coordinator position, who's that guy this week that maybe is in that role that could potentially step up? Is it Dave Merritt? Is it who would that be?
Yeah, Dave Merritt would be one. Brandon Daly's been around the block. Joe Cullen, all those guys. But then there's Daniel D'Alessio. He's the safeties coach. And Willingham, you know, who does defensive quality control. Those guys are all going to be great coaches someday. I just look at them, talk to them, I'll joke with them, but I'll go, it's one of these days I'm going to go, I remember when that dude was, you know, down the line. He was a second lieutenant. Now he's a one-star general. But that's the way Andy is. One of the things, there's so many things underrated about Andy Reid, but he cultivates coaches. He just, and he's secure in who he is because he knows that these coaches he's training might be coaching against him someday. Look at Sean McDermott and the whole list of dudes that are his disciples. But, man, there's some young, good defensive coaches in that hallway that are just ready to blossom.
And you said it, you know, nailed it with Andy Reid. He's confident in who he is. We've seen coaches, not to mention names, Haley, that weren't confident in what they do and couldn't stand to let everybody else take the credit and get all the accolades right. And I think that burns you out and that runs you out of the business. Andy Reid's like, yeah, I'm Andy Reid, man. I'm going to let everybody do everything. And that makes everybody better.
Well, Roger Bart, if you read the book Our Boys about Smith Center football, I chuckle because this is a direct parallel, just at a different level. He had so many guys out of his awesome program that went on to coach at other places, but he always made a point, I don't lose to my former players. So take Andy Reid. He's going to train you. He wants you to blossom. He wants you to be a head coach. He wants Daniel Dawson to be a head coach someday or defensive coordinator. It's just that when he plays you, he'll beat you. That's just the way it's going to be. And so it's really funny to see it and harkens me back to that book, Our Boys. But Andy is secure enough in who he is as a coach and a leader that he is willing to train younger coaches to become the coaches of the future. The National Football League got to give Andy his own payment from them because right now I don't think there's anybody better for the NFL in trying to teach teams how to do this correctly going into the next generation than Andrew Walter Reed.
Mitch, stay with me here. I guess stay focused as we take a ride in my Volkswagen from the 70s, or if you know the song by Weezer, In the Garage. I had this conversation the other day with a couple of buddies of mine, and I was thinking about you, and I was like, you know, if they give Mahomes the final week off for rest.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline? No problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Knicks Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And get ready for the playoffs. What if they did that with Mitch Holtis? Who would be the guy that fills in for you while you would take a week off and rest the voice for the playoffs?
Oh, man. It wouldn't be my decision. I don't know. You could ask Speck. He's like 5 feet from you. You could go talk to him or Dan Israel. But I don't know who that would be.
It's Josh.
Maybe they're playing Gus Johnson. We're all bringing Gus Johnson, fly him in for the game.
Gus Johnson. Sorry, Matt McMullen, you're still not getting that shot.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, you can bring Carson in for this one. So
yeah, I was just saying Gus Johnson. Let me give you the numbers game, though.
Okay.
I don't think people think it. Okay, just everybody at the water cooler today, at the coffee, you're talking at the bar, we're talking to the buddies. This is not a preseason game. The Chiefs are going there to win this game. A 16th win ties an all-time NFL record. All right, that's a byproduct of this. Mm. Already laid out the short-term and long-term benefits of this game. I'm going to give you the numbers game. You only have 53 guys. You'll elevate two. Not sure who those elevations will be. You get to elevate two, but that means then you have seven inactive. You still have to get it to 48 human beings active to play the game. That means starters, some starters, will have to play some. Some will play a lot. You don't have enough guys. This isn't 90 guys to go play the backups. And when people say play the backups, it's really some backups. And so that's what's the reality in this game. And you're going to see guys on this field you see every week. Now, the concern that I have, and it was my Minute with Mitch. Now, Dusty does this every Thursday night on KSHB Channel 41, Bob. I know you don't. You might be sleeping already.
Right.
But it's like 6:35. It's the Minute with Mitch.
Long in bed by 6:30, Mitch.
I figured that you know, the oatmeal's in your stomach.
It
All right,
is,
now,
yeah.
So the Minute with Mitch this week. Hear me out on this, seriously. Juju Smith-Schuster does not play special teams. Hollywood Brown does not play special teams. D-Hop does not play special teams. Xavier Worthy does not play special teams. Kareem Hunt does not play special teams. Isaiah Pacheco does not play special teams. Now, when you get a list of the wide receivers and running backs and you look at a normal roster, usually one of those, like one running back and one wide receiver, will still be either two or four core special teams. What does that do with those guys out of the picture? It puts tremendous pressure on right on this roster right now, on the linebackers, which is a thin group anyway, and the DBs. Meaning, you could have guys in this game. It happened last year. Jack Cochran, Cam Jones. Shamari Connor played 75 snaps, but Cam Jones and Jack Cochran played 100 snaps in this game a year ago against the Chargers. 100. Jeez. Now, let me give you one of the valedictorians of this team is Leo Chanel that we haven't talked about. He has been a four-core special teams player. He's been base defense linebacker stud. He's been asked to work the first shift and the second shift. In this game, you need Leo to play some, play effectively, try to win the game, to keep him healthy. You've got to keep Brian Cook healthy. You've got to keep Jamari Connor healthy. And some of these guys will be playing most of the special teams. So if you catch my drift here, this is part of the anxiety I have with this game, is you still are going to play with 48 dudes. And one of those is a kicker, snap. Three of those are kicker, snapper, punter. So that gets you to 45. Well, one of those is Carson Wentz. Are you going to elevate Oladokun? Maybe. He's not going to be running out there as a gunner on special teams. So the Christian Roland Wallaces, the Nazi Johnsons, and you need those guys in the divisional playoff game in 2 weeks. They have got to play a lot this week. They've got to play effectively, and they've got to stay healthy. That is my biggest concern going into this game, and yet my intrigue is as much as a high level as my concern.
Stay focused, Dusty.
Mitch, we appreciate the time as always. Have a good call, and then nice little week off, and then you get to gear up for the playoffs back in the kingdom of the Chiefs, and we appreciate the time once again, Mitch.
Dusty and Bob, if the Chiefs would beat Denver and knock them out of the playoffs, I'll just leave you on that thought. Just let your mind drift a bit and think what that might be. And Wentz throwing for 3.5 against a really good defense.
How do you not vote Andy Reid coach of the year if he goes into Denver and knocks off a team that just has to win and end with Carson Wentz and they go to 16-1 with backups?
Boy. There we go.
Why is he anyway? I mean, don't even. And how does Trent McDuffie doesn't make Pro Bowl?
Nope. Most disrespected player
in
the league.
Denzel Ward. I mean, come on. Well, I don't get it.
I don't either.
And love Carson Steele. Love him. But how does he get alternate?
Because his name's Carson Steele and he owns an alligator.
And he looks like the Jungle Law guy.
Yes.
Right?
He does.
His longest run is 9 yards.
That's longer than yours was this year, though.
Yeah, you got that right.
That was a weird one. See, Carson Steele is an alternate for the Pro Bowl, yes.
I think the geeks on the Chiefs Kingdom show slammed the ballot box and voted him in.
That's right.
All of those vans you saw drive up,
yep,
that was the stuffing of the ballot box. Weird Wolf, Snowstorm Sandy, Cindy Lou Who, a Poofhead Geek. They were all driving vans
to
stuff the ballot box for Carson Steele.
All right. Well, Mitch.
Hey, we voted Omar into the All-Star game. So,
well, enjoy the have safe travels. Get home safe. We got some weather coming in town on Sunday, so hopefully everything goes well for you guys.
And hopefully you get out.
Yeah, we'll get ready for next week as we gear up for a bye, and then the real fun begins, Mitch.
Let's go win this game, boys. Let's go do it and wreak a little havoc.
That's right.
You got me fired up for this one now. I'll tell you what.
Thank you to Mitch Holtis, brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center.